You're listening to SBS News.
The African country of Gambia launched a lawsuit in November at the United Nations highest body for disputes between states, accusing Myanmar of genocide against Rohingya in violation of a 1948 convention. The Gambia asked for the measures pending a full case that could take years. More than 730,000 Rohingya fled Myanmar after a military-led crackdown in 2017 and were forced into squalid camps across the border in Bangladesh. Presiding Judge Yusuf Abdul Kawi read out the unanimous ruling.
The Republic of the Union of Myanmar shall, in accordance with its obligations under the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide, in relation to the members of the Rohingya group in its territory, take all measures within its power to prevent the commission of all acts within the scope of Article 2.
These acts included killing members of the group and deliberately inflicting conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. Mr. Abdul Kawi added that the court was of the opinion that the Rohingya in Myanmar remain extremely vulnerable and ordered Myanmar to report back within 4 months and then every 6 months after that. The International Court of Justice, or ICJ, was set up after World War II as the UN's top judicial organ to rule in disputes between nations. It had earlier ruled for the first time that it had jurisdiction in the case. The ICJ's orders are binding, but it has no power to enforce them, though. Tun Khun, president of the Burmese Rohingya organisation, described the orders as historic.
I feel that this is very, very strong and milestone and historic result for our community. As a Rohingya myself, as I grown up in Arakan State, we have seen that so many decades Rohingya have been facing genocide, intentionally destroying our community. So today, this result gives us a kind of much encouragement for our community. You know, this Burmese government must comply, provisional measures to stop or prevent genocide immediately.
The ruling comes days after a Myanmar commission concluded that some soldiers probably committed war crimes against the minority group, but that the military was not guilty of genocide. In a rare joint statement on Wednesday, more than 100 Myanmar civil society organisations expressed support for the ICJ case. They said Myanmar's internal judiciary was incapable of assuring accountability and simply enabled the perpetrators to continue to carry out violent acts with impunity. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Myanmar, Yanggi Lee, also criticised Russia, China and the UN Security Council for their role and failure in referring the case of Rohingya to the International Criminal Court.
It is shameful for those states to not do anything in the face of all the evidence we have, and just come and look at Cox's Bazar. That's not fabricated news. That's not fake news. I'm hoping that especially China, with its attempt to become one of the top global leaders — you cannot become a global leader without respecting human rights.
Myanmar's civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi travelled to The Hague in December to personally defend her country against allegations of widespread rape, arson and mass killings. Myanmar remains defiant, with its foreign ministry insisting after the ICJ ruling that there was no genocide. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.